Herzlich willkommen zu Mitgeschnitten. Dieser Podcast widmet sich Veranstaltungen und Podiumsdiskussionen an der Leuphana Universität Lüneburg. Mit dabei sind zahlreiche Persönlichkeiten, auch aus Politik und Wirtschaft. Sie hören die Originalaufnahmen der Diskussion, die auch als YouTube-Video verfügbar sind. In dieser Episode erwartet Sie ein Mitschnitt der Opening Week 2021. Dr. Sascha Spoon, Präsident der Leuphana-Universität, gibt einen Einblick in seine Arbeit und hinter die Kulissen der Leuphana. Moderiert wird der Talk von Cornelius Gesing, Moderator und Redakteur für Jugendkultur und politische Bildung, und Ali Schimschek, Eventmanager an der Leuphana und ehemaliger ASTA-Sprecher. Viel Spaß beim Mithören!
Good morning and welcome to the first Good Morning Show on campus. I hope you slept fine. We hope you slept fine. And with me in the studio today is the president of the Leuphana University Lüneburg, Sascha Spoon. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And of course, Ali from the Participant Management. Also, good morning.
Good morning, Cornelius. Good morning, Mr. Spoon.
Did you guys sleep well as well?
Very well. Thank you.
Perfect.
You know, it was a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Sunny, relaxing.
Exactly. After two first exciting days on campus.
It is.
Yeah. And you? Also, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Great. Herr Spoon, you just recently got an award as Hochschulmanager des Jahres. Congratulations on that. May I ask, where did you put the award? Is it at university? Is it your home place? Where is it standing?
Actually, it's standing in my office.
Ah, okay.
It was a very nice event last Wednesday in Berlin. And so it's something that is, you know, for the whole university, for what we developed within the last 15 years here. So I'm pretty happy about it. And it was wonderful that it just was the evening before we started here with you as freshmen.
Yeah, it's a good time that you chosen there. And before we continue, I would like to invite you already to join Kahoot. We will show you the code in the stream right now. So just get out your phones, you already know it, and log into Kahoot.
Yes, we are waiting for you. While waiting, Mr. President of the Leuphana University, I was wondering, imagine you will start as a first semester student here at Leuphana University and you have to choose between one of our four hashtags. Which one would you choose?
You know, today is data, and I think data is so important because it's at the basis of science. And so you get to know what data means within the studies. So I just would start hashtag data.
Good choice. And after choosing your hashtag and getting into the day, how does a day of a president of a university look like? Can you give us an insight into your daily routine for some sort?
You know, there are some routines, but they are not daily ones, more a year-long ones. So, you know, this week we will have the annual workshop together with the deans of the faculties and schools. So Tuesday and Wednesday, we will work in an offsite just to prepare the academic year that starts for the freshmen now, but for all the others next week. And then, you know, I'm on some committees this week. So it's always very demanding, but interesting. And, you know, you can keep your curiosity.
Yeah, curiosity is also something really important, I would say, in when you join lectures or university in general. Do you have would you say it's the key competence for students at universities to be curious?
Yes, I would think so. Because, you know, the most important you can get out of studies is to learn how to learn and to become faster in learning. So curiosity is the first step.
Yeah, I'll say so.
That's interesting because I'm curious too. Thanks, Cornelius. I want to talk about fashion.
Okay.
Because Cornelius has been talking about fashion all day long.
Is that the fact? Did I do that? Okay.
And dear Mr. Spoon, you are known on campus for wearing white, fresh sneakers. So the students say. And I was wondering, do you have a favorite sneaker brand? And would you like to share?
You know, today it's Stan Smith. So we know it. It's, you know, from Adidas. And they are pretty fine because they, you know, they aren't as proper as the other ones. So I really like them, you know. And blue fits well today, but mm-hmm. I have also green ones. Yeah, it's a pleasure to wear it.
Interesting. Cornelius, what about you?
So I'm usually not so much wearing sneakers, I would say, but if I do, I mostly like Shaping You Tomorrow is a new store with sustainable brands and like sustainable materials in Hamburg. So I really like the store, but also Adidas, really comfortable. Okay. But maybe let's get back to topic, because I can see so many of you already locked into Kahoot. So let's get you into the studio. And if you haven't joined, please do it now. I will start the Kahoot. You can still join. And we have some questions also for you, Mr. Spoon. So let's see what we have here. Opening week 2021, new deal. And the first question we have is, how many students are actually Dustelife IF?
You know, the first year we have 1,400. And all over starter years, it's roughly about 10,000 students.
Ah, okay, now you already spoiled it. But just close your ears. Type in, what do we say, how many students at Lofana? Or you can also type in how many students you would say have started with you together if you haven't already known this one.
That's so a good question.
Let's see how many answers we get here. And while we're waiting, maybe I can ask you, Mrs. Spoon, but also you, Ali, because we have this picture where like full lecture halls and all that. So what's the first thing you're looking forward to when we are back into normal business?
You know, the most interesting is studying doesn't mean only attending classes. It's all what is happening on campus. And I think this is the biggest difference between studying online, where you can do what is needed, but not what makes fun.
Yeah.
So I think this is the most important step. And I really appreciated Thursday and Friday when I've seen so many people back on campus.
Yeah, exactly. And you?
I would say using the breaks between classes.
Okay.
And going out for a coffee, meeting friends in our cafeteria. It's something I've missed, to be honest.
The little talks and chats in between. Yeah,
little talks and chats between. Because if you end a Zoom meeting, you cannot connect that well while being on campus.
Yeah, exactly. So let's have a look on the guesses of our students here in the stream. We've got 10,000, roughly, which is correct. 1,400, which is also correct. About 1,400 new students starting this semester.
Yes.
Right. I hope not every one of you them is coming to you to participate. Mention. Talk about it later. We have also Good Morgen, so good morning. And Cornelius also here.
And we have Cornelius. And we'll talk about that later as well.
And the perfect, we also have many. So in case you don't know really in like in math exam or so, just write many. So let's continue with the next question.
Okay. A new deal is often the answer to a crisis. Which crisis do you consider, Mr. Spoon, and also students, as central to your life? Climate, racism, economic, or corona?
Or something totally different, of course.
You know, you mentioned the four challenges we have at the moment, mm-hmm. and there are always some challenges, you know, which are pressing in the moment, but some of them are for the long run. If you look on climate, we know that we have to act today, but we will see the consequences within 10 or 20 years. Mm-hmm. So there is this old match between urgency and importance. And what is so important for us, I think, is to bring, you know, the different crises mm-hmm. together for some solutions. So it's not enough to focus on one, because we have a whole system where everything is connected.
So we need intersectional approaches to, in a way, reflect on these topics.
You know, we need intersectional approaches, but for sure we need a systemic understanding. We shouldn't look only at one problem, at one thing, and try to fix it, because then the next or even two will appear.
Yeah.
And so if we can achieve this, you know, that we get a picture of the whole society, of the intersection between, you know, natural science, engineering, social science, to take it, you know, on the basis of academic life. This is what we are striving for, that what we want to aim, not only within our research, but also within education.
Mm-hmm. Something we've already also heard in some sort of way, and the kickoff with the different four hashtags, that you always have to consider the whole picture itself. So let's see what you guys think, which is the most... the crisis. I'm not sure why you're always typing Cornelius. I hope I'm not a crisis in your life. But we also see a lot of climate, sexism, but mostly climate, racism, corona. So the whole picture also in here. And let's go to work cloud. Because thinking of new deals, coming to answers, often needs some sort of thinking, or like also an environment where you feel like you're able to think. University, I would say, is a good place. But do you have a spot where you think, or where you feel like utopian, or where you get like to really good ideas?
You know, it's very rare that you have good ideas for your own. So it's very important to be in contact with interesting people that are asking, challenging, you know, that have different perspectives. So for a good new idea, or even for an utopian idea that is far beyond, you know, the normal perspective, you know, I like to be within a crowd. So campus is a very good place for it, but also some conferences. That's the reason why we try also these formats for students, that they can experiment not only listening, but acting.
Yeah. So, and you, Ali?
So I think you made a quite good point, considering we have to be among other persons to, in a way, reflect on things. And I would say the campus is a place for me where I think I can, in a way, think about many other things rather than my normal studies. I like to think beyond my major studies, or beyond the things I first thought are important for life. And that's what I like about being on campus and being among other students. So that's what I would say. I feel like I am in the future.
So let's see what the first semester students think, where they are in the future. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Can we view report and see? I'm so sorry. We will get those answers to you. You will have to wait a little longer because I just skipped your answers, but they're saved. So we will come back to them and show them on our social media account, for example, or Fana College, if you're not following. This is the right moment.
It's okay, Cornelius.
It's okay.
I'm Monday sorry. Morning, so
it's okay. Monday morning.
It's okay.
So continue. But maybe, Mrs. Spoon, do you have like one or two tips for the first semester students starting their studies now at La Fana, something you would recommend them?
You know, it is so interesting to be at the beginning of something new. Mm-hmm. So it's always magic. And just allows this moment of being magic, you know, and to enter the new world and to let you go in. Not remaining in your old habits, within your school crowd, but just opening up. I think this is a wonderful moment and step to do it. So I would just be curious, as we've spoken a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah,
open-mindedness,
you know, and to be interested in the people, in the professors, in the topics that are raised, and just, you know, to start thinking about what could happen, what could be the future, and not being restrained by parents, family, school habits or experiences, but really to open up.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us in the Good Morning Campus Show. I hope you have a nice day.
Danke, dass Sie heute wieder mitgehört haben. In den Shownotes finden Sie Informationen und Links zu dieser Episode. Alle Folgen gibt es auf leufana.de/podcast und überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Zudem finden Sie Original-Filmaufnahmen der Diskussion auf unserem Leufana YouTube-Kanal. Wir freuen uns, wenn Sie mitgeschnitten abonnieren und beim nächsten Mal wieder mithören.